The study comes from the U.S. Geological Survey. It shows insecticides used on farms, lawns, and gardens are leaching into streams, lakes, and rivers across the region. Michelle Haladic is a researcher with the survey. She says the good news is the insecticides do appear to break down over time.
We don't expect at this point to be like, you know, once they get to the Great Lakes to continue to build up. It's more just like a continual input into a system.
Haladic says researchers studied water in both agricultural areas and near urban centers. She says near farmland insecticide levels increased during the spring and summer months. Now, she says, research will begin to determine where the insecticides are coming from and what the long-term impacts of exposure could be. I'm Ben Thorpe, WCMU News.